So here we are in the Sugya Masechta Yevamos, trying to get through. And I'm trying to finish the Maror Makomos to the best of our ability by Monday, because Tuesday and Wednesday we're talking about Pesach. We'll do the best we can. We're discussing yesterday the question of why wasn't the Gemara here on Kuvbeis and Beis aware of the, what everybody, every Talmud knows, that there was a distinction between the Chalitza Psula with respect to passing to the Achim and Psula the Gamri. So there were the Rashba favors the answer that the Gemara, in fact, didn't realize that until the end. Before that, the Gemara didn't know it. And that's what the Gemara is the answer, the Ika the Amri, Hani mi with the Katani boy Kavana Hani mi li alma avliach and mifsla. Oh, now the Gemara woke up before the Gemara didn't know it. Solves the problem. Kushame Karolessa. And everyone talked to Mirimi Gash talks about this kash. And the Ramban. And the whole world talks. He says the Gemara didn't realize it. Of course it's true. See throughout Shas. The Gemara didn't realize it until this line. He had a clear impression, Rav Osai. All the other Rishonim were tumbling. Many did not have that line in their text. Wasn't there. The Ramban seems to say that it was not there. And I saw the Beis Meir. I looked at the Beis Meir. I have it downstairs in the Beis Medrash. And I was hurting my eyes very much to see such a small print. And I open up and I see in the back, guess what? The Beis Meir in big, huge, gorgeous print is found in this very big Shulchan Aruch. So I want to look at it again. In your presence, I have to strain my eyes. Beis Meir, Abosai, Kuf Samachtes, Sif Mem Dalet. He's Atzia Po Asugya. He goes through Asugya. Okay? And he goes through the whole Sugya that we just saw. And the Gemara says, Yigid Yamri, Tamad Lo Chazinan. Ho Chazinan Choshashin. Right? Period. And we saw the Rif yesterday, Chaz Choshin Shema Kivno. And the Rambam. Right? Now, then it says, in brackets, with the Katani boy Kavon Hanimil Dishtawili Alma, Avliach and Mifsla, says the Beis Meir, those words in their brackets, Lo Goras Rashi, mid Lo Pirshen, and they have the Rashba, Yesh Svarim, the Lo Garso. There's a whole Arichus Dvarim over here that maybe that line doesn't belong. And since the Rashba said that way, and not only that, but he gives a whole bunch of other people who didn't have the Girsa. Who's that? The Rif, the Rambam, who all said, Rabosai, Shema Kivna. Shema Kivna. And he quotes the Nebuka Yosef, who talks about Maris Ayin. So he has a kashan, but that's from the Rambam. Im Shaykh Maris Ayin, Shlobe Bezdin. So he says, Kamokain Shaykh Afilo Kivna Namihi. Otto Akavana Shebechadre Levava Yabita Waroim. That's what they see. So what means Shema Kivna Lamali? And more than that, if the Psul Afim Kivna is Elamid Rabbonon, because of Marasayim, Takol Kosher, Lamanocha Shema Kivna, Isha Zu Becheskas Hetali Avim Omedes, for Laman Esso Osir Bisavid Rabbonon Shema Kivna, Seir Abadon Lakula. Okay. This is what he discusses. Now, Lefizeh claims the Beis Meir. Hagirsa de Katani, Hikula Lamosar, Upirishatos and Amas Piklau, the Pshita de Lahakshet Tarakhidia Barura, Aval Nirad Lo Garsula. Okay, so there are many, he says the Rashi didn't have it, the Ramban didn't have it, he says that the Rif and Rambam didn't have it, so he's very much opposed to that Girsa. Okay, without reason, the entire piece, it's very, very long. He says the Rif, and according to his Girsa, and the Rambam, Kivna, and he says like this, Vadayoda ha-makshin de chalitza sa-psula, Vahaynu poselis, not like the Rashi. But he held like the Ramban, kol shalom v'kavonas echad mehem, dvar Torah eino klum. Rabosai, if neither is mechavin, it's nothing but deraisa. So it must be the din of marasayin. As marasayin, the din should be that way, even if lo kivnu shneim. But what does Ikad Amar say? I agree. You don't have to worry about that both being mechaber. But Shema Kivna he, okay? And once that's true, not the way you think, that without the kavan of one of them, it's not a chalitz at all, Dvar Torah. And it's only possible Mishum Marasai. That's not true. Hello, Rabosai. Hani mil the mystery ma'akev kavanas echamemed rabbonim. Aval achelin mifsla dvar Torah. Ki dvar Torah hi chalitza haguna afe kavanas echamem. So at the end of the Gemara says, switches around. It's a proper kavanah, even with one of them. It's a whole new story, Rabosai. In other words, the Mukhi Yosef says, Aloch alamaisa without kavanah, it's only an Isra Marasayim. He says, no, it's an Isra Daraisa. Lamaskon. You become more than you realize at the beginning. Okay. And then he say, the Rambam, the Tur, Shulchan Aruch, say, Niskaven Echot, they call it a Chalitza Psula, and it says later on in Shulchan Aruch, in all cases of Chalitza Psula, and she married Cholitzla Chalitza Ksher V'Tachas Baila. That's not anywhere in the Shas, it's in the Rambam. Where'd he get it from? He got it from the assumption that with the Raisa, it was good. We're not going through the whole Arichas over here. So the exists, if he quoted the Rambam, Kivna Hi Lechud, quoted the Riff in the Rambam, it's Chalitza Dvar Torah. It's only a psul with the Rabbonim. Now, this is a revolutionary. Why is he saying this? He's saying it for a particular reason, Rabbosai, a particular reason. If you assume, Rabbosai, that you need his kavana, at least his kavana, on a level of Doraisa, what kind of kavana is it? So we have a shiloh we spoke about at the very beginning. But now it comes to a higher level and a more important, the practical level. Is chalitza a mitzvah? Or just a matter? He starts off by calling the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph, who discusses this issue. And he says, if you'll tell me chalitza is a mitzvah, and he'd come on, it's mitzvah, we'll get to, I'll show you other sources in a moment, then chalitza's mumar is no good. Who's a mumar? He's in a church. We spoke about it so long, but at the end of the year, Nebuch, the guy, the brother, was a mumar, not going to do the chalitza. I'll do you a favor. I'm an ethical person. I will stick my foot out, you can spit at me. I'm an ethical person. But he has kavanah for mitzvah. He denies God. He doesn't believe in anything. He's trying to be ethical. So the question is that chalitza good or no good? If you need kavanah mitzvah, it's no good. That's what the Beis Meir says. He's assuming that you need kavanah mitzvah. That's how he starts off. He starts off by saying that you need kavanah mitzvah, and there are many riots that many people hold that way. And there's nothing to do. That's why the second half of this whole long piece is in Sif Mem Dal. You can look it up. He says, you know, but the Rif and Ram hold, you don't need a mitzvah. It's these kavanas heter. Kavanas heter, a mumar can have. That's what he's saying. And therefore, he's suggesting that if you hold the kavanas mitzvah, the mitzvah presumably is on the husband. The Yavam is his mitzvah, we'll assume for the moment. So if he's a mumar, your mom is stuck. There's no way out. If you say it's kavanas heter, then a mumar can have kavanas heter. Not do the mitzvah, but he wants to release his sister-in-law. He thinks it's a bunch of voodoo. What's this? His foot with a spit. He doesn't believe in God. But look, he's an ethical person. He wants his sister-in-law to feel free of his shackles. He's an ethical person. So kavanas heter he has. Kavanas mitzvah doesn't have. So the base man in 180, as although at the beginning he's assuming the kavanas mitzvah, and that refers to the man, then to be in prayer with the mumar. But he says, based on the Rif and Ram and the other Girsa, the Maskanas of Gemara is, no, it's an issue of Kivna he sufficient. She can't have Kavanas mitzvah. She's not, it's not her mitzvah. It must be Kavanas heter is enough. And therefore, Mumma's going to be okay. Woo. Yes?
I've heard of Kavanas mitzvah before, but do you actually need Kavanas mitzvah maisa heter?
Yeah, you have Kavanas. It's like a Kavanas to buy a book. Heter doesn't mean heter. I mean, matter her to marry somebody else. Right. I'm releasing her. So it's like, I sell you my house. I've come on to sell you my book. It's a Kenyan Dika Kavanah. I'll show you in a minute sources for it. Yes, sir.
According to the opinion that says he needs Kavanah's mitzvah, would, if it's a case of a Mu'ar, would he create a Chalitza Psula?
It's a good question. It's an excellent question. And that's exactly part of the discussion over here. The word Chalitza Psula means, he says it's two different things. With the rice it is good, with the rice it's no good. A whole arichas over here. And he says, again, you need chalitza's Torah, the chol ha'poras kavanah dechad. That's midaraisa. So therefore, the case of the mumar, you understand, he wants to make sure the mumar is going to be okay. She has kavanah. That's good enough. Rabbanan God to do the chav l'shneim. Rabbanan Gosri. That being the case, there's more room to be made when it comes to a mumar because kavanah's head that there is. That's basically the whole thrust of this Rebbeis Meir, and I'm so happy to be able to read it in big print. In the Shulchan Aruch, you have to squint because they're not in the Beis Medrash, and the one that our Beis Medrash has. So, people like me, bigger print is much makes it much easier. We'll come back to some of these things momentarily. Okay. So it all goes back to the Girsa issue. These extra words, again, it's Chazar again. Would the Katani, Boy Kavona, Hanimili, the Shdurib Alma of the Akal Mipsula, so the Rajma takes up to me until now the Mordor didn't realize that. How can no one else get the Rashi Sirot? It's the simplest of all terutzim. The answer, they didn't have that gears in the Gemara. So if it's not in the Gemara, you can't get that answer. He says, Rashi didn't have the gears, the Rif and Ram didn't have the gears, and that turns the whole sugi upside down. Again, just to start off from the very beginning, he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, Simon Aleph, his Mesupik, his Kavanas Mitzvah, or Kavanas Haknos, and he starts off by saying, it's Kavanas Mitzvah. But the Rambam says, V'yasu Masim Elo L'shma. Right? He brings a Raya. What's his raya? That we know, chalitza mutis ksheir. We saw it yesterday, kuvav. So yes, a kasha. Nev mea tanai in a betela, because tanai, less of a shtich, less of a tanai. Akati tibot le mitzad kinyan betos, the kaimel and chozer. Elevare in sorach ele kavanas mitzvah, b'shas maise shechava shedi mitzvah zetuta. There are those who argue with this base mayor, and they say, what do you mean? I mean, he, at the end, he doesn't shluck up all his old rice. They say, even if it's a Kavanas Kinyan, you don't formulate the Tanai properly, so then the Kinyan is Chal. Ever have the expression Tanai Batul of Maisa Kaim? Ever learned Sugis in Kiddushin and in Gittin and in Baba Metzia in Ksubis? Have all these Mesechas, Tanai Batul of Maisa Kaim, even though you didn't really want it? You gave a whole mushroom with the gears, with the brakes, those who learned the Sugis together in the Shia. So that they say everything is Kasha, not so overwhelming. And then he quotes a question of Tosfos Kuvdal Amid Beis. Tosfos about a Cheresh. He says that it's not B'nai Kriya. He's deaf and dumb and mute and deaf. He can't speak. Were it not for that, it would be a good Chalitza because God Olam Al-Gabav. By Kenyan, God Olam Al-Gabav works. So then what's going on? So it must be it's for a mitzvah, for that works. And the question is Mumur. Mumar, that's the Chacham Tzvi's kasha. When it comes to Mumar, and he gets stuck. And then he goes to what the whole Chacham Tzvi says. Okay? Fine. Again, I'm skipping a lot of the base mail, but if you look at it, if you have a chance, it's very, very interesting. I have it on my desk, the base mail. Fine, Rabosa. Now, this is as far as nifstol la'achen anah. What about that's our gemara? What about making a kosher to make it a kosher chalitza? A kosher chalitza. What will happen if he is not milchavim and she is niskavim? So the Ramban says it makes no difference. Once if neither is milchavim, if one's milchavim, she's always psula la'achen. Whereas the Yamashal Shlomo, here in Siman Yud Aleph, disagrees and says if he's not miskaven, even though she is miskaven, lo nifsala. And some say it's found in Rashi. Look in Rashi. Rashi of Ika. Ika the army in Vare time of lo chazina nechotza. Lo chazina nechotza chayshina dilma niskavnu u mifsalai. Niskavnu. But it's only one, then that wouldn't necessarily be be possible. I know we have to come back to the Rosh we left off in the Shia. So before I get there, though, I want to show you a ktos. We'll say ktos? We're not learning Chosh Mishpat this year. Yes, it's a ktos. Simen Ayin Reish Hey Sif Kotten Dal. Listen to this. Shut Chacham Tzvi Simen Aleph. Sorah Chakiras Chacham. Yach kavana de binim lechalitza, haina mitam de mitzvi, ukein kavana sa mitzvus, the poskir of a poskin de mitzvus shrikas kavana, okein kavana sa knos, de binim das makna vekone. Says the Chacham Tzvi, if only a kavana sa kno, is naksu of Tosfos kasha, on kuf dalid, omud beis. And the Chacham Tzvi says, Rabbi Osai, he zocha liatzma min haTorah, when? Hecha de das acheres maknoso. What's the Tosfos in Sanhedrin Samaches? The Tosfos is doing in the Ktos. The Ktos is discussing the cases of das acheres maknoso. So if I wanted to trade to you, you could be kona, even though your kavana is lacking. On the bottom of the footnote, he quotes the base man. What's the base man? And he asked the question of Kavala Chalitza Mutes, and he quotes Imre Bina, that I mentioned to you before, without mentioning his name. Gambe Kinyonim, Trust of Tanai, Shena Kilchoso, Hatanai Botla Maisakai. Okay? And he quotes, looking at Reb Chaim, I left it on my desk downstairs. Shochicha She'ein Sara Kavanas Kinyon Bechalitza. And Tosis that Yvamas Kuvdal from the same Tosis. We're now for the Pasuk. So it would say cherish and cotton could be cholet, even though you need kavanah gadolam al gadav. If you need kavanah sakno, what good is gadolam al gadav? It doesn't work by kinyanim. Must be it's something else. What's the something else? I quote. So rak kavanah doesn't even say the word mitzvah. A third possibility. Sheichoshev the ma'aseh chalitza v'dom aladin l'shva. Look at Reb Chaim and look at Reb Shimon Shkop has in Shari Yosha. So what does that mean? If we get to this much later, as we get through the parak, it will be after Pesach, that chalitza is not the pshat, like getting kedushin, as Reb Chaim says, that I, the husband, I create the kedushin, I create the gerushin, etc. Doesn't work that way when it comes to chalitza. I do an act of chalitza, and the Torah is makud, or the mitzias of the act of chalitza, as a Post can call it, that itself creates a heta based on Xeris HaKosu. Not that I'm doing it. We'll get to Eid HaKiyim. He was told that once before earlier this year. That there's a question whether you need Eid HaKiyim or Daraisa. So Chaim talks about that. So Chalitza may be fundamentally different than Gittin V'Kiddush. Says it tells over here. If that's a Cheres Makna, don't need Kavodos Kinyin. So we say like this. Kavanas chalitza is kavanas hakno. So you say, das or isha, you don't need it. You have das acheres makna, that the husband is being makna her, in effect to herself. It goes into a discussion of the about the even chalitza here. Ayin reishay sitkotin dalet. Okay, at your convenience. Rabosa, we'll come back a little bit to some other things about the ktos. A little bit later. We got left off, Rabosai, with the Rosh. Let's go back to the Rosh, Rabosai, and Simen Yud Aleph. He has a steer between the Rosh and Simen Yud Aleph and the Rosh and Simen Hay. Who's covering it? Please open up. Look inside, please. Inside. A steer. The Korban Asanos of Cotton Mem. Says many people ask this question. All right, many people. I don't know if anyone in the Shira asked this question, but many people. Rabbi Makshin. Everyone with me? It's page Nun Zion in our print. The last three lines of Korban Asan. Holy El Simen Hei, Kotze Rabbeinu Chashin and Shema Kivno. Here's the Sarif. Mash Ma'af Agav Delo Kivein Hu, Mikom Akom Pastin Eliachim. So the question, can a Kushin Mikom Amedis? The Yomu Lo, Shet Tiskavin Lechalitza. Let her have Kavana. Right? She got Kavana for the Chalitza, Kavana for the Rikika. And that'll be enough to passel her. That will force them to second go around to give a chalitza kshera. Vaba kuf samachtes tirits. Tahani amoroi svirlu kilishna. Everyone with me? The next page. Please look inside. The next page. Page nun ches. Rebel say. Kilishna kama. He accuses the Bach umayil pila bekupa de machta. What does that mean? What is a literal translation of those words? An elephant into the hole of a needle. Expression of Chazal. Shezelo niska v'lo nirmas b'teirutz asher Rabbeinu. Shehu hiske v'lo lishna basra. Shekosu v'masak v'chi chazina chashina shem akivna. V'pasak lishna basra. Yikad yamri. V'nire d'ho d'chashina v'chazina shem akivna. Kevan shehu gamken chofetz b'chalitza. U'lehochi paslina li'achim. Gzeiro d'shem l'fomim. Yichavnu shneim. Because he's not opposed. Abel im yodu alanu. Shehu lo kivan l'chalitza. Ki im kol chevto liyabma, b'zevarai lo shayach gzeira. Kimo digat lo gazvin cholatu shabbos. In other words, he said you really need kavana both of them, fundamentally. But if she was mechavan, probably he was mechavan too. Why not? It's no adversarial, oppositional position over here. But if you know, like in the case of Kuvava, he wants to be miyabah her, then her kavana alone won't is not worth anything. He said, we re-teach the Rosh. When the Rosh said Kivna he, he meant because probably, or there's a chance of Kivna who. But if Eliyahu Navi will tell us Kivna he, but not Kivna who, not Kivna who, then it's nothing. That's his answer. Well, I am by Shmuel Sivkot Mem Hei. Shehei Shivdas Rabbeinu, to lo chayshinon lehach mekiyim b'chasha shekivnu shneim. The lesson, kemo shereisi be'etz b'aliyel simen hei, because of the hedya, Shemekivna. So he attacks the Beis Shmuel, he attacks the Bayis Chodesh, the Bach, he gives his own tense. V'tur Isa Shemekivna, Loma Ohi Ohu. That's the Nebuka Yosef against the Beis Shmuel. So we're not reading the Beis Shmuel this minute, but that's what he says. Fine. Now it's interesting. We read yesterday the Ramban's Kasha against the first teretz of the Rimigash. Rabban's kasha was as follows. I read it. Repeat the kasha one more time. He's like this: how can you tell me that he says at the end chalitza is psula, chalitza without kavana would not pass? That's what Rebbe Gash says. All the other Gemara says we don't pass in that way, whatever it may be. And the Gemara on Tikkun Vav, they're lying to him twice. First they lie to him and they tell him do chalitza with kavana to the konsa. That's a lie. Then they tell him, now they did the chalitza psula, she does surely olam, do a chalitza ksher. That's also a lie. Which, by the way, it leads to an astonishing conclusion. Remember we discussed once, what if a guy does something alpi bezin, and the bezin is makes a mistake? Remember we had that, the toisus, Yishonim and the toisus. Over here, it's something very similar. Look at the Gemara Kuvah. This is an astonishing rimigash. Look. Kuvav. So the Gemara has to be in Kuvav. What do you do? You do a chalitza. The boss of the chalitza, Amalei, Zil. I'm looking in the wrong place. Oh. Chalutzla, Bukaka, Tachkonsa. So they tell him, you know, you're in love with her. Let her take off your shoe, and that way you'll be married to her. So they dupe him. Okay, that's a trick. It's a trick. And he does it. The boss of the Cholitzla, Omele Hashtem Minach Avsalala, Chalotzla, Chalitza Malyasa, Ki Hecha de Tishtar Liyam. So now we're going to lie to him a second time and say to him, you may no longer marry her. So give her a good Chalitza. And he gives a Chalitza on that basis, but they lied to him a second time. According to the Rimigash. So the question is, are they going to force him now? We're not going to force him. The Gemara doesn't say it's forced. It doesn't say beferish that it's forced. But some say it is forced. Once he did it chalitza psula, and he can no longer marry him, I'll also force him. But according to the Rimigash, how can you force him? Maybe you don't force him. That's why not the Gemara itself that you force him. In any event, Rabbi Osai, getting back. So we saw a kasha that the Ramban asked against the Rimigash. It's kasha like this. We saw the Gemara on Kufayim and Aleph. But the Gemara says, Rakaka v'kara v'lo chalza. She passes him to all the Achim. So the Ramban is the Kash of Sarim Gash. What are you telling me? You're telling me that Chalitz, Allah Alamaisa, Chalitz, Allah Kavala will not pass on the Achim. But if Rakika and Kriya, which are not matter anything, pass it to the Achim, Kavachoma Chalitza, which is the matter. What a great Kasha is raised by the Ramban against the Rimi Gash. It's a great Kasha. It really is a very, very good Kasha. It's a good Kasha. Oh. So in order to answer this Kasha, I saw here in the footnotes, they give the following interesting answer. Not sure if you can find it. I believe it's footnote 142. I believe. Second. Oh. Vlad Milsi says the Ramban. Hey, Chavshah, the Rekika Poselas, Chalitza Gufalo Tivso. Vali Niris is the footnote. The following text. We pass in at Cholza v'lo Korah v'lo Rokh v'chalitos v'ksher. Very nice. V'areha de Kavona ma'keves v'chalitza. The Chacham Svi says, it's Kavona's matter, not Kavona's mitzvah. Nimsa l'fizel, amazing word. To b'kriya rikika, lo shayach lomar de'ika hevdel hem b'kavona shelo b'kavona. There ain't a kriya rikika atzim matirin. Here's saying a word. Rabosai, when it comes to a kriya or a rikika, the whole word kavan is out of context. Because it's not a matir. So therefore, kriya and rikika would pass to the achad. You know why? There's no chesaron in the kriya. There's no chesaron in the rikika. I have no kavana, you don't need kavana. Kavana doesn't have any, has no application to something which is not a matir. Mashekin bechalitza. Where what? Where there's a chesaron, kavana, says the Rimi Gash, wouldn't pass to the achad. I, how's it possible? The Rekika and Kriya apostle and Chalitza is not very simple. Kriya and Rekika is no chesaron and Kavana, because there's no required for Kavana. Because no, it's no, not Kavana's matter, no not matter anything. Whereas Chalitza was Jamat as a chesaron and Kavana, wouldn't pass the Yachid. What an interesting answer that's given by the footnote. And it goes further than that. It's in Machlokas L'shitosam. Is there a mitzvah for the Yavim to do Chalitza or not? He said like this, he quotes the Rimi Gash L'shitosam, says, there's absolutely no mitzvah to do chalitza, and the yavam, you can't force the yavam to go schlep to the place where the yavam is, do the chalitza. Shuvas kuf yuzayin and rimigash. It's a bokin shuvas rimigash. Wow, that's rimigash l'shitoso. He says that's what he says. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says you require kavanas mitzvah, and he makes reference to the base mail that we just saw. And there are those who say, if you do it, we'll get to it after Yontif. If you do it in the fashion of mitzvah habo b'avera, it won't work. We'll try to talk about that after Yontif. So that's what he says. It's all the shitasim. Once it's kavanas mitzvah, the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah is the rekika, part of the mitzvah is the kriya. You remember the Tosin and Nida Samach, Bob, I think that we quoted at the very beginning of this parak, that the mere fact that there exists L'chadchilas and b'di'evet and a level of d'oraisa indicates the Tosis as any of a mitzvah. Comes to Yisur of no such thing. And we mentioned Rav Shachta Gina's egos, I think he showed it. At all, he says, we don't know what exactly he meant over there. That's this Indian. Okay, just want to let you know, a fascinating chiddush over here. Footnote 142 for the ritual. Beautiful, beautiful chiddush. Okay, Rabosai. Now, Rabosai, we mentioned before that there's a big machlokes within kavana. The Beis Meir starts off by saying he thinks midoraisa you need the kavana of one of them, and therefore the isur to be misyavim is doraisa, as long as one of them is mechavim. Not like the Nebuka Yosef, who said it's only midrabbanan mishum marisayim. So writes the Beis Meir. Midrabbanan need kavanas both. We read it to you a few minutes ago. What does the Nebuka Yosef seem to hold? Midoraisa, you require the kavana of both of them. Let's chazer again. Oh, so if it's only a man of Maris Ayin, midoraisa, you require the kavana of Shnei. The Beis Meir says midoraisa is enough to kavana of one of them. The Shara Melech says midoraisa, you need kavana of neither of them. As he puts it in Hilchos Ishus, it's a matter, according to the Rambam, says, it's a matter of mitzius. And he compares it to shchita. You may recall at the Kovah Torah of Chanan also made this comparison of chalitza to shchita. You can't say, I'll do a shchita now effective next week. I'll do a shchita now on a tanai, you give me $1 million. It's about chalitza. And tanai about chalitza. That's the whole lump. It's Reb Chaim's lump, it's fundamentally. But the Shara Melech says it in his own nusach, he came before Reb Chaim. It's a matter of mitzius, he said. Oh. Fine. The Aruch HaShulchan says that even if mitzvahs in general ain't shrichas kavana, a very famous Pesach topic, not for this minute, but here he says, you need one. Why? Because mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana because it's nikar, says the Aruch HaShulchan. I take a lulav. What are you, a madman? You ever walk in the street on Sukkot with carrying those funny things, and what are you, a madman? The guy will look at you like you're from out of space, from Mars. I once had a Talmud who was a comment that they used to see him doing Jewish things in the streets, as if they're from a different planet. Kiddush Levana, you know, Tengalula, from Mars. Yeah? So therefore, if I do a Martian act and take a kapus tomorrow and start shaking it around, what after that? This is Shrita's Kavana. It's obvious it's Kavana. What are you doing it for? What crazy person would do this, really? Contrast that with pulling off a shoe. Yeah, if you go to the shoe store, they pull off my shoe all the time. So that pulling off a shoe, you wouldn't know it. Even if it's ancient as Kavanah, claims Aruch HaShulchan, but the act itself. What about, yeah?
Even like she starts spitting in it. You never have a person whose shoes are spitting in your shoe, you know?
Leave out the spitting, that's not makkah. The chalitza is what's makkah. So the chalitza, he says, you wouldn't know if he's not having Kavanah, even if it's normally ancient as Kavanah, Aruch HaShulchan says over here, that perhaps you would require Kavanah. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan. And that's the chat in the din of Kriya, but not the whole divart of Kriya, a time of the Krah almost, Aruch HaShulchan. The Torah, those who required Kriya, she should have Kavanah. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. It's like the Noda Yehuda says, that famous tshuva was against L'Shem Yichud. He said the Chazal require a bracha, once you have a bracha, by definition you have a Kavanah. You make a bracha, la'aniach tefillin. By definition, you have Kavanah. So he says that the Kriya is the Torah's way, brachas of the Rabbanim, the Torah's way of ensuring you have Kavanah. Remember, I left it, remind me that maybe on Sunday. Someone remind me, make a note, to bring in the Aruch HaShulchan and read it to you inside. Because it's a remarkable, fascinating idea. If that's the case, Rabbosai, you need Kavanah Shneim, Rabbosai, perhaps you would require Midoraisa, the Kavanah of both of them. Of both of them. If you look in the Stei Chemed, he suggests, Rabbosai, that the mitzvah is on both of them. On both of them. Both of them. Well, I brought the Stei Chemed here. I'm not going to read you the whole thing. Those who want to look it up should know where to find it. Stei Chemed has a whole marocha on chalitza. Mareches chalitza. Those who want to look up the whole thing, free time over Shabbos, it starts on page 130, excuse me, and ends on page 163. It's 34 pages in a free time. So this is the first page, the opening page, the very, very first page. You want to know if she doesn't want to do a chalitza, do you compel them to do so? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a matir? And this whole thing, he discussed the possibility of requirement of raisa, the kavana of both of them. Of both of them. By the way, we talk about the Ktosis Kasha of Das Acheres Machne, that since he is, quote, freeing her, so we should say that you do not require her Kavana. So there are Achronim who suggest, wait a minute, where do you find Das Acheres Machne? By Zochin, I give you Matana. So if I give you Matana, if you know you don't have Kavana, you'd be a Kohen anyway. But who said it's a Schus Tachalitza? Maybe you want to, maybe it's good to have Yibum. We had this old mezaka get b'makam yovim masuga, and then later on yovim like the kufi testament base an unresolved shaila. That's how they get out of the ptosis kash. Okay, Now, you get an impression, some say, Stechemet says the mitzvah's on him, yet Agamar says they have to have that kavana on her. Must be, you require kavana lahaknos. And in fact, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, and that's my last thing on this Nakuda, I want to show it to you, the very beginning of his discussion of Yibam Mechalitza, it's mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadi Tes, at the very, very beginning, he says the following very logical potential conclusion. I read it to you. Chacham Tzvi, da-da-da-da. He thinks in Kavanas Kinyan, but you also need Kavanas Mitzvah. The mitzvah is said like any other mitzvah. Not different, not better than Erech HaShulchan, but like any other mitzvah. Uve Kavanah Zulot Zdeya Mitzvah Ein Tzorach HaKach Choletz. The man, the Mekayim HaMitzvah Avalohi, because the Chinuch writes the mitzvah on the Zchorim. And even if you didn't have Kavanah, she's Ptur anyway. Not like those who say the mitzvah Ma'akev, the mitzvah Ba'Bavera is going to knock out the whole head. No, just for the Shem Mitzvah you need a Kavanah. The Kavanah is Eilu Shon Zumizu. The kavanas haknok el atira, the kavanas hamitzvah, lots of today's kovah shemitzvah, shiktu Hashem is baruch baruch hu. And the two different kavanas. Kavanas head there, presumably, is on both, and kavanas mitzvah is only on him. It's the very beginning of Milchas Chinuch, Tov Kuf Tzadi Tes. So all the posts can talk about this quite significant issue. Okay. And both sides ends part one of today's shiur. I have to at least start part two before we get to Inyanim of Shalom Bais. I said, well, at least start part two. Part two, Rabbi, says the Gemara here, Kuf Beis and Beis. We can't finish everything now, but just a little bit. I thought we'd be much further, but things take time. Kuf Beis and Beis is the Holy Gemara. Om Rav Yudah Marav, we left off. Sandal HaTofur BePishton. Ein Cholzenbo. Shenemar. Quotes a pasuk Rabosai from Yecheskel. Ve'en olech vo'en olech tochash. What's a tochash? Where do you find tochash in the Torah, Kosh? Where is it?
Mishkan.
The Mishkan. Right? What is tochash? What is it anyway? What is it?
It's a very rare animal.
A rare animal. So tochash by definition means presumably leather, which comes from an animal. No one is saying you have to use tachash mal. We don't know what a tachash is. But the word nal means the word leather. It means leather. So it has to be leather. And therefore it shouldn't be sewed together with pishtan. Pishtan is gross in the ground, flax. Ema tachash, we'd be out of luck for good. No. Nal riba. Inal na riba afilu kol mili, nami. And came tachash my honeyland. So the Gemara says, okay, you need it should be any kind of leather as opposed to flax. Boy, minei rav alosim rav, who shall or vitriosov ritzuosov says Rashi shall say or mahu omale milo karinen be ven olech tachash. What does that mean? Rashi shall sayer, minota shall izin, because it's coming from an animal, right? Iachi kula shall sayer nami, so that the entire shoe should be made from the hair of an animal should be good. Well, I said, you're right, only one problem. Hahu kruka mikri. What does it mean, kruka mikri? So it's not a shoe. It's called a kruka. He tells you to look on the Nebuka Yosef. Take a look for a second, Nebuka Yosef. Please turn over here. Please turn. Kruka, who ke'ain mino, who of me'or medubak b'kolonim or acher of, v'cheina osa mino kulo shoseh who of v'chreach, v'shemedabkim yachet, v'ze'ain o kori mino klal. The shame if neatzmo yeshlo shekoron also kruka v'nal amarachmon. It's a different shame. Says in the book of Yosef, as for those who are looking inside, it's page tzadivav. V'ein lahakshos mi'an palya de amina b'salah. So it's a leather sack, if you will. It's kosher. The kol shu shel or nal mikri. Ela sheyesh shel tzuras and palya shel beged. Fine. The kava kitei adamina bechalitas k'sheira. Lo metuk mahachi linyan chilchus ha'ke v'kaman kuf gimel amad alef. Vira meri d'choshev le'mina linyan Shabbos. Not going into all the problem right now. And Rav Meir is mat nesan l'shav v'lesa. We don't pass like him. Tanan or b'inan. B'dichsiv tachash k'amina b'gemara. Okay, so he actually has to be made from leather, and although hair is similar to leather, comes from an animal, but you can only make it out of a whole pile of hair, that's not called a shoe. It's a machlokes or shel behemah tmeya. The Ritva says it's good, and Rabbi Natam says no good. Do me the tachash. Tachash is dulu b'tahor. Ad kan to the book of Yosef. With me so far? Good. So again, Rabbi said that two pshatim in Rashi. On this Gemara. Let's turn to Tup Shalom and Rashi. Sandla Tofu Bepishta. Zok Rashi. She Tofu Besocho Beget Pishta. And Ken She Tofu Besocho Livodin Platrash. I both say, what in the world is Platrash? I don't know French here. Platrash. Nobody? What is saying in the Hamatar game? Or the Platrash? Let's see. Let's see. Ayin Yuma Samachtes. Same story again. I keep telling you, look somewhere else. It saves ink this way. I don't understand. So you look it up if you have a chance. But I think it means, Rabosa, I ever see people that have shoes, and in the shoe there's like an inlay. There's a word they use in the Masechta Gemara, biton. What's a biton? Who's from Eretz Yisrael? What's a biton? It's a lining.
It's a lining.
Thank you for the word. I'm looking for the word. A lining. It's an inner lining. An inner lining. This is what Rashi suggests. It's an inner lining. Frek the Rosh Simin Vav Rebbeinu Shalalem. How can you ask this? It's against the Gemara. Please turn to the Rosh Rabosai, Perek Yud Bey, Simon Vav. Come on, look inside. He says, it's Fav, Alona Hira Lee. It's Peit Nun Hei, column one, the first wide line, after the narrow ones. Alona Hira Lee. The Logora Mi Sandal Shal Eitz, the Kotoni Mas Nisin, the Chalitzosuk Shera, a wooden shoe, the Ukma Vua de Shmuel, the Mechupe, or, Habos, what's that mechupa or? Lily, what's mechupa? What? Translate the word mechupa.
Covered.
So it's covered with leather. What does that mean on a simple level? It's wood on the inside and leather on the outside. If that's good, then why shouldn't it, what's the problem if it's a lining inside? Why should it be different than a lining of wood? Or Zeruah Habosai gives an answer. It's mechupa or means fakert. It's mechupa or on the inside. That's the inside which counts. The leather has to touch the skin. The chupa is on the inside, so that's why it's good. The leather's on the inside. But if it's lined with some cloth on the inside and the leather's on the outside, that's no good. That's how the Or Zeruah answers its kasha against Rashi. And there are other answers, which I'm not going to go into right now, because we don't have the time. Most Rishonim reject this Rashi, and they like the second Teretz in Rashi. What's the second Teretz in Rashi? Shirosh quotes it. V'nira the lashon sheni shapira shetafa b'mashicha kein shalonim. The binan kulei or. Wow! If you sew, look at your shoes, guys. You have, are those leather shoes? You wear leather shoes?
Yeah.
What is used to sew the leather shoe to the base? Leather? You think it's a leather thread? You all have shoes. I doubt it.
What?
Yeah, cotton, whatever they're using. So he's saying it's chumra. It has to be completely of leather. The top, the sole has to be leather. The body of the shoe has to be leather. And to sew it together with leather. What an unbelievable chumra! But that's what the Rashi says. The second day. Look at the Nebuchadnezzar. Yes.
How does it fit with the Rashi with the wooden shoe also?
So forget the wood. The wood is like it doesn't exist. And then and the leather, which is self-sufficient, is what's considered to be the shoe. That's how we presumably say. Look at the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. He says, Beferish, the entire shoe has to be leather. Yeah, you're right. If there's a wood on the outside, call it at least a gachita, or wood on the inside. So we'll ignore that. But the entire shoe is only considered to be the leather part. But here you have leather here, leather there, sold together with flax. That's a chesaron. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. He quotes, he likes the second shot in Rashi, which everybody else likes as well. And he explains it. Look what he says. It's on page Sadi Hay, right? The last full paragraph. He says, Lashon Sheni Shapirish Rashi. Shatofa Bepishna, Shatofa Bemashicha, Ken Shalanu Iker. That's Pshat. And why must it be that way? Because you require that it should be completely from or. Has to be completely from leather. Even the if it, part of it is from flax, it is no good. Interestingly, the lumdus in the Lashon Riaz over here, it's the third very wide line on Sadi Hey, Lashon Riaz. Chen min la tava v'pishna v'pisha kula or hol v'chutei ha'pishna sh'ma'amidin osa pishna harei k'ilu kula pishna sh'akol holech achar amit. It's a sugin kalim. What's the maimim mean? Which keeps it going. Otherwise, it would collapse. So that's the. So if you use flax to sew the two pieces of leather together, the whole thing is considered to be flax. As opposed to those who say, and the Ritva says explicitly, that the chasaron is, I'll read it to you, the chasaron is, according to the second day Rashi, which he likes, what's wrong if it's satavu b'pishtan? He explains. The b'ay kule diyar. And it should be all made from leather. And if you have a little bit of flax mixed in, it's no good. The Shulti Giborim says, no. If you have a little flax, it's considered not a bit is from leather. It's all considered to be flax, because the flax is the davar ha'maimit. What an amazing vort. An amazing vort. Halacha l'maisir, Rabbi Osai. What about... how do we pass it over here? I just spent 2 minutes. I want to switch to other inyanim. I read you first the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Marashal. The Marashal is found here in our Perek. Perek Yud Beis, I believe it's Siman Yud Beis. I'm not mistaken. Yud Beis. Look it up. Yes. Talks about our Yonim. Quotes Pshat of Averis, Pshat of Rashi. So there were those who say everything has to be made from leather, even the krosim lulos, the ritzuas, some say. Then he quotes the Rav Yosef, that min olayim atfurim bepishtan kein shalanu ksheirim lechatchila. Either Gemara says tova bepishtan is no good, asando koma. And what's it going on? Atfira shul demala me'al raglo. Sandal is the soul. Can you imagine that? Anup shat. The word sandal means only the soul. Just you can't wear it. You can't walk around with a soul. It has to have something on top of it. So it's a soul, and on top of it, a few strings which keep the shoe on your foot. Sandal tachas aregel. Os no lav chutei tzemer chutei pishton tfurimo. Shechof and it's over regel. Shemavina boas a regel. Fishalohoyas, the sandal chipoi. There's no covering, kamal minol. The fichoch and tzar of tfiris, kamal mashichas. Avo minol or shakulo or kosher. Vizem mitzvaso. And then he quotes Shuva Sheheshi Rabbeinu Yosef Kara. Sandal, hatov of a pishtan. Hanemini sandal. Fish ain't darko lit for or shallow im eight shallow pishtan. They didn't take pishtan with a hard leather of the sandal. Give him masmeir shall bath like your shoes. Have you heard of the shoemaker? He takes a camera nails. That's what he does with your shoes. Shenem of an tachash. Vayven olech lav lashon minelu. Catch this now. Ela ne'ila. It's not the shoe. It's I will. What's the proper verb? I'll clothe you with clothing, and I will. What verb do you use to put a shoe on you? Is there a verb in the English language? I mean, there is not. Ve'en olech, Hebrew language is a rich language. It's a verb. I will shoe clothe you. I will put a shoe on you. Okay? Lashon minahu, not lashon minahu, el lashon ne'ila, uvesandal mairi, v'kama shas elyon shel sandal tzorach lios kula shalor, shlo ye tofel bepishtan kim l'chabro l'tachtona shel sandal shel eitz, v'masmer and kedino. Avo min o shadakal l'tofel bepishtan, choltzen bo, quotes a lashon erabenu rivo halevi. Not only that, you want to get serious over here, I'll do you better than this. He's saying over here, if you have a minnow, if you use pishtun, it's kosher. But he never came out against the Gemara that says, if you're using leather, it should be certainly kosher. Wait a minute. Have the Rav Yoh, who quotes the children of Shmariah. Remember we had this children once before? Top tzadi hey, Rabbeinu Shmariah. Listen to this. He goes above and beyond Rabbeinu Shmariah. Look what he writes. Incredible. He writes as follows. It's along the lines of the Srivo. Venerally, if you look up later, it's a paragraph going from page Tezayin to Yudayin. It's beautiful, Nur Avios. Shlohoya l'sandal chipui kimom l'minu. L'ficho yetzorok tfiris kol mashichos l'mala shem amidin es asandal l'fishigat sandal l'mata b'kach. That's what we just read before from the Yam Shal Shlomo. It's right over in Rabbeinu Shemari. Fine. Okay. Okay, some mistake here in the print. I'm going to skip it a little bit. Lefichach, sarach with suol amala shemamed es asandal. And he found the same thing in the Mishnah and Kalim that way. Fine. Amayika sandal rabosai bekafo means the floor, the sole. Lefichach sarach with suol slamala shemino asandal bereg. Umash oma rab sandal atop of a pishnin in the holton bow. Amamidokor. Avo minol shekula or avo pisha tovah bepishtan kamo shalana kosher zemitzvasim. Now look at this. Now till now we saw it in the marashah. Look at this conclusion, mind boggling. Fisha kol minol shalana tovah bepishtan ukari minol avo minol shetovah beritzuas or, which is the one that I showed you, right? Am I correct? You remember from last week? This week I'm gonna try. Maybe Rabbi Reese will come on Sunday or Monday to do a chalitza for us. I tried to call him today. I couldn't get him. Ha'u kumo kuruka mikri ve'eino osu lihilucha v'gam eino megin the lashon minel shemegin. What he's saying over here, Abosai, is if you our chalita show, it's puzzle because they found the Gemara. They use leather to connect the top and the bottom. That's puzzle. That's not normally done. Do you believe it? He actually passes all of our chalitza shoes, even to Rabbeinu Shemariah. And his opinion, Rabosa, is quoted lahalacha in the Ramah. He quotes it in the Ramah. Sif Tetzvot. So make a note, Rabosa, for Sunday Shia, make a note right now. To look in the Ramah, Simen Kuf, Samach Tes, Sif Tetzvot, and look in the Beis Shmuel, Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Very important. So I'll give you additional Ramah to begin with on Sunday Shia. Then we'll continue on Sunday at 11:30. And then I want to talk now for the last part of the shiur on the Inyanim of Shalom Bais, which are very important all the time. In Kal Vachomer, we just read Selave Sava Sela Bais. We just read it on last Shabbos. Pesach is a family holiday. A family holiday. And we have to discuss about Shalom Bais. So today I'm going to read you a letter of the Stipler Zatzal. Keta, it's only a part of it. I think the more physical parts he left out, which is appropriate to leave out in this audience as well. Those who want to get the original, you can find it somewhere or other. Those are only for the married men. Okay. Writes as follows. He quotes, starts again with our Gemara. Yevama samach beizam and beiz. Right? Yodata ki shalom ha'olechas. The title of the Sefer of Rav Friedlander. Zatzal. That's how it starts. He says, Boru shen chavonas chazal. Lev ishto mitzad ava hativius lenoshim. That's almost lustful. Men are lustful women. It's an emotional, existential love. Ki chaveraso ve'eshes briso, quoted from the paraphrase in the pasuk. She's his best friend and the wife of his covenant. V'yesh la minyonim mishutafim. They have things in common. V'chol echad misayeya v'nistayeya zemizeh. And they help out, and they help one another. Writes Rav Friedlander, Hashem created what he calls in modern Hebrew, dechafim utshukos. We are made with certain drives which allow us to survive and to continue the race. And if you're hungry, you feel hungry, but otherwise you die of starvation. Just imagine. You have no feeling of hunger. So you forget to eat. You die of starvation. Nachman al-Itzlam. Rabbi say, Yeshiva boys know this. When you're tired, Rabbi say, when you're tired, you want nothing more. Give me that pillow. I just got to close my eyes. If you wouldn't have a push to sleep, you would never sleep. You'd die. If you don't sleep, you can't survive. The Kodesh Baruch Hu implanted in each and every human being what he calls dechafim, pushes to eat and to sleep. All right. If you don't have to think about it, you would die from malnutrition and the lack of sleep. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a human being, into a healthy male, a desire to be with a woman. That's Ava Timis Lanushin. Right? That's not what it means. Oibis Ishtar Gugufa. That's not what it means, because that person, they have a drive for any woman at any time, which he has to the country to get rid of that. He has to only challenge towards his wife. So what must it be based upon? We read before that they're friends, they're partners, there's mutual love. They have different jobs. I'm not an egalitarian of today. No, they're partners, but in partners, even in a business partnership, people have different talents. It's Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, they have this business partnership. One manages the office. One runs around to the customers. No, ma'aseh b'chol yom. So by the same thing, kavuda b'smelach penima. The woman is Mrs. Inside, and he's Mr. Outside. Now, this doesn't say Mr. Mom is against halacha, but it's not the system which was originally conceived by Kadosh Baruch Hu in his original plan. Okay, it's very, very important. Very, very important. You have to understand this critical nature. And look at this now. We know people never got married. A person is mesudar, he's taken care of by his wife. You have no wife. Rachmono litzlan. Rachmono litzlan. Vinakoras satovu godol ein shir. Remember we saw the Gemara. Even the shrew who kept changing his soup, gave him the wrong soup. What did he say? Dayenu she megados esponenu umatzilos osana menachet. If he wouldn't have a physical companion, he'd be overwhelmed with chivuri avera, chalili b'mais avera, chas v'shalom. And if he wouldn't have a wife, who's going to raise his children? Chas v'shalom in a case where the wife dies at a young age, she's left with the five kids, who's going to take care of them? Babysitters. Is that a fundamental level? She can be a shrew and give you the wrong soup, but you still have an amazing shear of Akaras HaTov. Kavachom, I give you each of you a bracha. You'll marry a woman who's not going to change your soup. If you ask for chicken soup, she'll give you chicken soup, not potato soup, and vice versa. So you have to have Akaras HaTov even more than the Gemara. Even more than the Gemara. So writes the Stipler. And he explains, Rabosai. He explains as follows. He writes like this. You have to have a koras hatov to another human being and to Hashem. People don't like to be makir tova. Because if you're makir tova, you are, he quotes a Hebrew expression, asir todah. I'm obligated towards that person. I have to reciprocate. And since no one wants that obligations, he's kofir betova through all kinds of tirutzim and amaslos. Or he makes the tova smaller. Kofa betovah. kofal of kli. You cover it up. And sometimes even mavzer ra tachas tova, so that you do not recognize that what was done to you. And he quotes a chasam sofer. Someone did an avla. Quote, I don't remember that I did him a tova, such a big tova, that because of that he's giving me so much bad. This is a deep psychological idea on both sides. No one likes to be beholden to somebody else when someone does you a favor. So you make up all kinds of reasons in your head he had to do it anyway, and it wasn't such a big deal by him. All in order to limit or to deny the favor that he did for you, so you shouldn't feel beholden to him. That's exactly, Rabbeinu said, the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires of us. We have to recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, what humans being do for us. And I always say there's no statute of limitations on HaKaras HaTov. It could be 50 years later, HaKaras HaTov. And you should be beholden. Absolutely. You are beholden, and so it should be. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. I thank Hashem, or thank the person, for doing it for me. I realize how important it is, and to say thank you, and to admit that it's true, right? We said before in the previous year, Lahodos means to admit, and Lahodos means to acknowledge, and Lahodos means to thank. They all go together. They all go together. He talks about Gedolei Torah. Someone did a favor for them 40 years ago. They still always say thank. There's a brisk, and this is part of the brisk of tradition that I have. The briskers are very mach when a Korah is a Torah. You did him a favor, we'll go to the end of the world. You have to do it. You have to pay back. You have to be beholden. And here we're discussing the Hakaras HaTov to a wife. He quotes the Gemara Yevamos, son of Gimel. Eselo Ezer. What's the Ezer? As a person brings wheat. Can you chew wheat? Can you eat it? No. You bring flax. You have pishna before. You can wear it? No. In the olden days, the woman took the wheat and she made it into bread. She took the flax and made it into a garment. So he had HaKaras HaTov for that alone. Who told him this? Eliyahu HaNavi. So what's the question? What's the answer of Eliyahu HaNavi? Here's the answer of both sides. Here's the answer. Rabbi Yossi assumes that when it says that a woman helps her husband, it must be some kind of a celestial, exalted level. He's a connector. The other number says, absolutely not. It means very simple. Me'ira es enovu ma'bidosol raglov. Yes, she assists him in his celestial and spiritual journey by taking care of all of his needs so he can do what he has to do to learn. Huh? My wife makes me lunch every day. Every day she makes me lunch. Taking a paper bag, bring it to my room, and I eat at lunchtime. HaKaras HaTov, if she would make lunch, I'd make lunch myself. A, it wouldn't be so good. And B, it would take me more time. So the few minutes that she takes me into making lunch, and it's a night better than my lunch, you have to be Makatov for everything, absolutely everything. 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 And he says as follows in parentheses. Ima isha no fellas the mishkov chas misholem. If the mother / wife gets sick, remember my mother Leah Shalom taught us, a mother can't get sick because her responsibilities are too great. So what if Chalila she gets? She gets the flu. So for 2 days she's out. Guess what happens? Mr. Mom, let me tell you from experience, my wife did get sick over many years, I wanted to say 2 days. And everything fell on me. How do you do it? Get all the kids dressed and make them their lunch and make sure they get out on time and then take care of this and take care of that. You know, a man who assumes that his wife does it all, where's your HaKaras HaTov? Each and every day I say thank you. Never too much. Never too much. No matter how many times you thank her, I repeat, it's never enough. Never. Never. He gives an example over here in the Sefer, fascinating Sefer. In the customer relations department, they teach everybody to say thank you. They print on the bag, Todah al hitrot. You say thank you, you can come back another time. You know, all the cashiers, they tell you, say thank you. That's how they're trained. People like to hear the word thank you. You'll say, but it's all the time. It's all the women will do this for their husbands. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Baloney. You have to thank. He tells you a story of his Rebbe Rav Dessler. It was a hot summer day, and his wife brought a cold drink, and he smiled and thanked you very much, as if he did something which she did something which is out of the ordinary. You always have to keep thanking people. And he tells the story about the one who switched the soup. Quotes the whole Gemara. And he quotes Sir Reb Chiya. He really was trying to find out ways to thank his wife, notwithstanding the fact that she changed the soup around. Doesn't matter. You have to thank. Whenever he was walking the street, Rashi says, he would find something, he'd buy it for her and bring it to her. Can you imagine this? She's a witch. She changed the soup every day, and he's in this walking the street looking for presents to bring to her. Kavachoma, your wife to be, who will not change the soup, if they certainly bring her nice things. Such an important thing. You'll say, but the wife will say it's ridiculous. He's saying thank you too much. My wife tells me that all the time. Enough for the thank you. Says our Friedlander, it's never enough. And she'll tell you, stop saying it. Keep saying it. She says, Ein odem misayef melekabel todem. He says, is it time to give todem? That's bad. But don't just say it shigratiyim. Just, you know, figure out different ways to say thank you. What an amazing thing. And he quotes Stipler. In a chorus hatovu godol ein shir. Kova betavas shel chaveru. Lesof kova betavas shel kono. You look on the Rashi in Parshas Noach, we spent it before. Asher bada b'nei ha'odom. That Odom Avisha was kova betova of chava. And they were kova betova of kodesh rabbi standing from the marble. And they went to build a tower, the tower of Babel. Very, very, very important. And the letter concludes. Al Ava Kazu, Rabosai, Chivu Chazal, not mi Midas Hatava Klal, but from the Midas Hatovas Shemechuyavim Bazeh. That's what it means. You have to be lover in this emotional way. And then he says, again, for those who are married, I'll just tell you, L'kavona zuk shemishtadu l'samcha b'shasa chibur, u'lefonel l'achareha, Ein zu meguna chas v'shalom, rak mitzvah. Chibur is another way for onos lo yigra. That is a division, it's a subdivision of the more general obligation that every husband has to thank his wife and to love his wife in the most precious and profound way. Abosai will stop here. The next time, goes to Rambam that we spoke about, and the parents of the Chosishus, this is Yad HaDishmai. Okay. So again, remember Shabbos HaGol HaDrashas. I'm going to go around the room on Sunday, midship 11 to 11. Good job.